Well, the government spending review is going to shape our society for the foreseeable future, isn't it? Everything from employment to benefits via tuition fees. We may not like it, we may not agree with it, but it's the starting point for our future. And as I suspect with all these things, the government spending review will have been shaped by a mixture of economic necessity, the national debt's risen to counter the effects of the recession, something needs to be done about it, a bit of political ideology, the desire of some at least for a smaller state sector, and no doubt party political interest too. Bad news, severest cuts now, election 4 or 5 years' time, pain now, re-election later. So there'll be consensus that there's a debt that needs some cuts or tax rises, but the seriousness of the debt, the scale of the cuts, the placing of them, the timing of them, all of those will be issues of dispute. Nevertheless, the government spending review is our starting point. And what are Christians to think of it all? I've called this In Search of Fairness because the government's spoken a lot about fairness around these cuts. They want them to be fair, which is encouraging because it suggests there's an understanding there is a moral dimension to this and not just an economic one. But fair is a very hard word to pin down, isn't it? Oh, I know some things are obvious. Of course, it's not fair that people should abuse the benefit system. That Roma woman who was jailed earlier this month because she headed up a conspiracy that netted £2.9 million worth of benefits illegally. Well, that's not fair on anyone. And you probably remember Fred Bowers, the 73-year-old who made it to the semi-finals of Britain's Got Talent last year with his energetic breakdancing routine, only for it then to be discovered that he'd been claiming £70 a week and a free car on disability benefit. I don't really need even a Daily Mail expose to tell me that's not fair. But of course, can you find a way of remedying it that stays fair? Or we're all in it together. That's been another slogan in the search for fairness. But how do you make a cut fair? I mean, if you go across the board, and if you don't, is it fair? If you go across the board with some lump sum or a percentage cut, we're all in it together. But if it's a salary cut, it affects those on $10,000 a year far more than it does those on $100,000 a year. If it's a welfare cut, it's probably going to hurt Hackney far more than Kent. We're all in it together sounds fair, but I mean, it hasn't been taken that way by students, at least not if last Wednesday was anything to go by, or those losing child benefit. And of course, there are other unfairnesses around there, aren't there? The appearance of broken election promises on the tuition fees, the inequalities that are clearly there on the child benefit thing. If I've got $44,000 as my income, I lose my child benefit. Two of you can be on $42,000 each, and you'll still keep it. Yeah, inequalities there. Though, to be honest, I find it hard to complain on that salary that it's not fair that I take a hit. But what does fairness... Now, what fairness does a Christian look for in the state? How about starting here? This is what the Lord Almighty said. Administer true justice, show mercy and compassion to one another. Do not oppress the widow or the orphans, the immigrant or the poor. What someone has called the quartet of the vulnerable. Widow, orphan, immigrant, poor, they've got no social power. In their society, they would be living on the breadline, probably only a few days away from starvation level kicking in. Justice, mercy, compassion spotlights them, says God. Fairness looks after the vulnerable. Now, if I'm asked to introduce myself at some meeting or other, I'll often say, I'm the rector, I'm the minister at All Souls Langham Place. Big central London church, worldwide reputation, man of substance. If I want to sound even more significant, I'll say, I'm married to Claire. I'm the father of Anna, Lucy and Mark, 3 great kids. It's very striking then, that when God introduces himself, he says time and time again something like this, a father to the fatherless, and a defender of the widows. Vinoth Ramachandra, the Sri Lankan scholar who's one of our mission partners here, calls this scandalous justice. He writes that in virtually all the ancient cultures of the world, the power of the gods was channeled through and identified with the elites of the society, the kings, priests, military captains, not the outcasts. To oppose the leaders of the society then was to oppose the gods. But here, in Israel's rival vision, it's not high-ranking males, but the orphan, the widow, and the stranger, with whom this God Jehovah takes his stand. His power is exercised in history for their empowerment. So from ancient times, the God of the Bible stood out from the gods of all other religions as a God on the side of the powerless and of justice for the poor. Listen to God's warnings to his people via his prophet Malachi. So I will come near to you for judgment. I will be quick to testify against sorcerers, adulterers, and perjurers. Well, we'd expect that. Yeah, but read on. Against those who defraud laborers of their wages, who oppress the widows and the fatherless, and deprive aliens of justice. But do not fear me, says the Lord Almighty. See them there again, the poor, the widows, the orphans, the immigrants. In search of fairness, well, guard the vulnerable. They are the ones who need a big state most, who are hit the hardest when it's reduced. Oh, the rich may find things painful, but they've also got the resources to find ways to cope. And the problem, as someone said, is not poverty, actually, it's greed. It's greed. So government and protesters alike, we need to distinguish the voice of greed in themselves and in others, whether the outcry is over benefits or tuition fees. Guard the vulnerable. That's where governments are to be held to account. That's the fairness I believe God looks for, even in a reduced state sector. But you can't guard the vulnerable without a cost. God knows. He paid it.